really to join us not only in our simcha, in our joy of our hachnasat sefer Torah, but also now in the Torah. Right? You know that the two reasons for having a Torah, not only in the Beit Knesset, but in the Beit Midrash, learn from it, pray from it, be part of our yeshiva, our mensur, you should know, all of you sitting here, is a world-class Talmud Chacham, is one of the Gedolim today, one of the great rabbis today in our generation. It really, really is a privilege that we have Rabbi Mansour with us here this morning. Rabbi, chavod.
Brishut, the Rosh Hashiva, Brishut Arav Shlush, Brishut Arav Azulai, Brishut Adon Biton, Kahal Kadosh. This morning I was privileged to receive the Hagbaha, which is an old custom that the Gemara talks about at the end of Megillah, is that we take the Sefer Torah and we lift it up in order, the simple reason is so the congregation can see it, can see the letters. But I once heard a deeper reason why the tradition is to take the Sefer Torah and to lift it up. It's based on something that I think was said by the great Rabbi Hutner. If somebody ever went to London, so you'd see a big clock they have over there. They used to call it Big Ben. It's a big, tall grandfather clock. People come from around the world in order to take a picture in front of that, landmark. And Rabbi Hutner asked, why do they put the clock so high? So the simple interpretation is so everybody could see the time. When it's high, it has it's a big view, it's a big scope. However, he said a deeper reason. He said, because if they would put the clock low, everybody would walk up to it, and they would look at their watch, and they would look at the clock called the Ben, and they would say, it's wrong, and they would adjust it. And then the next guy would come along and look at his clock and say, the time is wrong, and he would adjust it again. The reason why they put it very high is to tell everybody, that's the right time. You adjust your watches to it and not the opposite. The same thing when it comes to the Sefer Torah, boys. If the Sefer Torah would be low, then as we carry it around, everybody would look at the Sefer Torah and say, I don't like this pasuk, it's too difficult. And they would take their white out and they would erase it. This pasuk over here, that's old-fashioned. You know what, let me put it in parentheses. Let me put it in brackets. Let me put an asterisk. Let me put an expiration date. Everybody would set the Torah according to their watch. So therefore we lift the Torah very high to come along and say, the Torah is perfect. It doesn't change. You must adjust your rhythm to the rhythm of the Torah. Your clock must be set according to it and not vice versa. Our Torah is the greatest possession that we have. It's called emet. Emet is the truth. And the truth cannot be altered. The truth does not change. 1 + 1 = 2. Today, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, and 500 years from now. And if somebody comes along and says, 1 + 1 = 2.1, it's wrong, it's shekir. Our Torah does not tolerate any deviation. That's why we lift it very high to come along and tell all the members of the congregation, this is the way it is, and this is the way it stays. Our Torah is an eternal book. You boys are very lucky that you're in the yeshiva. As the rabbi said, you're not only carrying the Sefer Torah, but you learn it. A book is only good if you open it up. A closed book never benefits anybody. And therefore the Mishnah says, Hafuchba vehafuchba. You have to turn the pages of the Torah. It's not enough to dance with the Torah on Simchat Torah. You people would know better than me. There's a sport called hockey. And at the end of the season, they have the Stanley Cup. And you see all the players take the Stanley Cup, like Simchat Torah, and they're on the ice over there, and they pass it to each other, and they make hakafot with the Stanley Cup. This is lehavdil, shtuyot, nothing, a piece of metal. The Sefer Torah that we have, lehavdil, this is our greatest trophy. But it's not enough to dance with it on Simchat Torah, to do the waltz, and to do some different, fancy footworks with it. The purpose of the Sefer Torah is to read it. Hafuchba v'hafuchba dekol haba. So I congratulate the rabbi, the Biton family, and all the guests that are here, and the boys. You're lucky you have a room like this that's been dedicated for you, for the service, to pray like our traditions. It's a pleasure to hear the pronunciation, the reading of the Sefer, the Kavanot, the Minhagim, and most important that I was able to be here today on this great inauguration of the new Sefer Torah. It's a new old Sefer Torah. The case may be new, but the writing inside is 3,500 years old, and it stood the test of time. Books come and go. The book that was on the New York Times bestseller list this month, if you go to Barnes & Noble's next month, you will be able to find it. It's in a bin somewhere in the front, and they're giving it away for 50%. Books, one day they have a big fame, and next they lose their their notoriety. However, when it comes to our Sefer Torah, if you go to Barnes & Noble's today, you'll still see right in the front the Jerusalem Bible, number one bestseller. It's been the bestseller for 3,500 years. It's never been taken off the list. So therefore, you should be very fortunate that God chose us to give us the book. Gentlemen, continue your ways, continue learning, continue studying, and the Torah will protect you and give you blessing, and Barzat Hashem, you'll succeed in your learning. Amen.
Amen. Yaakov,